Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I think that in the third hour, we will air some clips of the State of the Union. Well, we'll just play about the first 10 minutes of his speech, up past the Patriot Act comments and the stop and start it, and I'll make comments. If we aired the whole hour-long speech, it'd take 5 hours to analyze all the lies and half-truths and manipulations by the biggest liberal ever to sit in the White House, the man going after the Second Amendment, the man protecting Bill Clinton, the man giving the supercomputers to China, the man restricting the First Amendment during elections with campaign finance reform, the man who signed on to UNESCO and radically expanded Department of Education, Health and Human Services, and CPS child-grabbing funding, the neocon who is run by the Fourth International, according to Congressman Ron Paul in his speech of last year, and according to the Toronto Star and other major papers, the communist Fourth International is in control of the White House. Sounds totally insane. It's documented. You go, wait a minute, they're a bunch of fascists. That's the point here, is that Trotsky created a takeover arm. He'd been thrown out of Russia. He believed in a little bit different form of communism. And the people who were the head of the Fourth International, the top socialist, formed and in the 60s switched over into what you call the new conservative movement, the betrayers. And that's what they grew out of. That's what they are. And in their white papers, they mention how they like Trotsky. So we got people running the White House whose daddies were at Fourth International meetings, and the heads of the Fourth International, they're now the neocons, growing the size of government, going after your guns, attacking all these sovereign countries, taking our liberties and freedoms, creating secret police, hiring the former head of the KGB to work for Homeland Security. All of this is happening. Truth is stranger than fiction. I'm not saying they're communist. I'm saying they come out of a group that won a dictatorship. They grew out of political intrigue. And it's very, very scary, very, very dangerous. So we'll get into that and a bunch of other news items. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Leon in Colorado, you've been holding. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. I had to turn on this you on this morning to listen to you because I want to be reminded that I'm not crazy when Bush talks and makes me want to grow up, you know, with all of his lies and everything. So I really appreciate your commentary on that. Calling you to let you know that I was sick of watching their analysts, so I turned over to the History Channel last night, and they had a thing on there called Catching Sodom. And guess what they came up with when they were looking for Sodom? They said, oh, and we have this secret that's been around for quite a while. It's called Carnivore. And they showed the guy standing there behind the monitors doing it, pushing it up and getting all of the...
Yeah, and again,
I mean, this is stuff that doesn't exist, you see, but you and I have known it for years and years and years, but yet it doesn't exist. But now they're putting it out there.
Well, and notice they'll talk about a carnivore system that is the equivalent of a skin cell on the tip of the monster's finger, or they'll talk about total information awareness that is the tip of a pinky of the monster. You know, and then, okay, we're getting rid of carnivore. Okay, we're getting rid of this. They never do. They just have different front names, different brand names,
right,
for the tyranny they're bringing in.
But what I'm saying is it actually was mentioned. I mean, a lot of us knew about it. I read about it on the Internet and found out about it.
Yeah, 5-6 years ago.
Right. But now they've been doing this forever and ever and ever. The other thing is, I just watched Law and Order, and it was okay for the cops. They were beating this guy up to get a confession out of him, you know.
Yeah, that's torture. Tell you what, stay
there. Okay.
Stay there. We'll talk about that. Mass conditioning for the police and the public that torture's good. Every program, every law enforcement show, this is good, very loving.
Let's face facts, shall we? The only place that bald is beautiful is on cue balls and eagles. Yet millions continue to suffer through hair loss needlessly. Now some good news. Nissim International has developed the new Hair Biofactor Stimulating System, a product line of ultra-deep cleansing shampoos and hair-stimulating extracts designed to maximize the natural growth cycle of your hair. Nissim New Hair Biofactor Shampoos are the only shampoos guaranteed to reduce and control excessive hair loss within 1 week. Nissim Stimulating Extract has been clinically proven to re-stimulate hair growth with a success rate of over 85%. The Nissim system has been clinically proven, and it's guaranteed to control hair loss within 1 week or your money back. Call Nissim International today and mention this radio ad to receive a free travel-size shampoo. Dial toll-free 1-800-65-NISIM. That's 1-800-656-4746 or visit www.nissim.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey filter elements, leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to play some of the clips from Bush's State of the Union later in this hour and more into the third hour. Play some segments of the speech from the first half where he was talking about international issues and domestic police state stuff. But we're talking to Leon in Colorado, then we'll go to Ethan, Doug, Ron, and Russ, and others. Leon, I cannot stress how important the point is you're making, that these shows like NYPD Blue, LA Law, 24, Threat Matrix, every episode they're torturing people to get answers out of them in torture chambers, in torture chairs, or just beating them up to get answers. Lying, cheating. Every time I turn TV on, there's a cop going, "We don't have a constitution anymore. Shut up. Haven't you heard of the Patriot Act?" This should bone chill everybody. Because suddenly, like a light switch, all these shows are saying this is good. This is where most people form their ideas about the world, form their opinions. And most people don't even watch the news other than sports and weather. They don't even know what the Constitution Bill of Rights is. Who the vice president is, where Iraq is, how many continents there are. But they do know what the guy on the shield on FX is doing, torturing people every episode. They do know about the NYPD Blue, where they're having to torture to get a few answers. It's okay. They're the good guys. You said you saw an episode of this, Leon. Tell us all about it. Leon, you still there? Because Leon wanted to hold over and talk. Leon in Colorado gone? Guys?
Hello.
Yes, Leon. Thank you. Go ahead.
Oh, you got me?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, it was kind of interesting. It was on Law and Order, and I normally don't watch it because it irritates me. But, you know, not only do they get people in rooms and have about four or five cops questioning them without the benefit of a lawyer, which I understand if that happens, that's not supposed to be admissible evidence, but they use it. And then they were going to prosecute this guy because what he'd done is he thought that the baby his wife was carrying was from another man, so he, as a psychiatrist, he'd been to medical school, so he knew how to give a cesarean birth and kill the baby. Then they couldn't charge him because of, we don't know if that baby took a breath. Because if it didn't take a breath, then it wasn't a person.
Yeah, so you've also got the whole abortion line wrapped up in it. But this is an evil baby killer at the same time, but it's not a baby. So what do they do to him?
Well, eventually, he was going to get off, except that they found out through, what do you call this stuff, where you take a DNA, they found out the baby was actually his, and they confronted him with it, and then he confessed at the end. But otherwise, he would have just gotten off.
Now, you just said in the last segment they were beating him up.
No, they weren't beating him up. They were beating up the guy who was a drug addict that she was having an affair with because she was a nurse at a methadone clinic. And so they thought he was the one that killed her. So they had him over there at the construction site, and they were beating him up and trying to get a confession out of him. Two or three times.
Now, that's torture. Now, understand how they frame this. You got evil, murdering drug dealers. You got psychopathic psychiatrists.
Right.
You've got all this, so what's wrong with beating them up? But see, folks, again, this is how it works. Government is the most abusive thing throughout history. The real psychopaths are smart, get into control of government, and then using that wall of secrecy and power, they carry out the mass oppression. That's
right.
The point. You can't violate those rules. And now we have police for real torturing people, framing people. And on these shows, every episode, torture, frame-ups. And so there's more and more of this. The cops watch that, and it becomes socially acceptable. This is mass mind control. We are social creatures.
Got that right.
And so we build our psychological profiles normally off our families growing up, but now the family doesn't talk. They watch TV together, and our social mores are formed by that group tribe interface, that false illusion that is the television.
One more comment about the Bush thing last night.
Yes.
If people would look at it as, here's a big production drama about to take place, because that's exactly how they set it up.
Absolutely. They even admit there was a bunch of AP articles this week showing Bush practicing it, and met with all the people where they're supposed to sit. Okay, the camera's going to be on you at this time. You do this. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
I tuned into the analyst going, what an incredible speech. Man, he's really intelligent. He's got some interesting ideas. He did a great job. He really told us what he wants. He's reading off two of those computerized glass teleprompters. It's all scripted. Everybody, you know, stands up to clap at every word. Oh, we all agree with you. Oh, it's so good. And it's all scripted. And the caller mentioned, I saw that. They talk about the Patriot Act, and they cut to a professional football player, to a quarterback. I mean, what is that? And, you know, every other time they cut to, they talk about the military, the Army, they cut to the head of the Army. They talk about the Navy, they cut to the head of the Navy. They talk about the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, they cut to the chairman, the Air Force officer. They were going through all this. You know, they talk about immigration, they cut to, a certain delegation on that. But no, on the Patriot Act, let's cut to a football player. And the mindless psychology is football. Yeah, mom and apple pie. Patriot Act. I mean, what does this mean? And so it's all scripted. It's a scripted speech, goes out there and just lies wall to wall. Wall to wall lying. And he said torture's bad. But how is it bad if Saddam's doing it, if School of America's has trained the world how to do it at Fort Benning, Georgia? How, when your own administration is pushing torture, and they admit they're torturing people to death in Guantanamo and also over in Afghanistan, how is that? And it's not just the sitcoms and the dramas where torture's now good. It's the newspapers. It's television. It's the Dershowitz, and it's the Republicans, and it's everybody. Torture, torture, torture. It's so scary. And you say, well, it was bad when Joseph Mengele tortured. I don't want to discuss that. We're not Joseph Mengele. We're good. We're going to torture. Now, we're the good guys. We can torture. Don't you understand? That's how it happens. Again, I use the Lord of the Rings analogy. You put the ring on, folks, you turn into the Dark Lord. You don't start all this and be the good guy. You put that on. You put that ring on. It's over, folks. Let's go. And they have put it on, by the way. And they like it. Let's go ahead and talk to Ethan in Kentucky. Ethan, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I am from Kentucky, but I'm doing an exchange program in Canada, and I wanted to tell you about my Canadian experience here. I drove up here, and upon entering Canada, I was strip searched because I had pepper spray. Because I was going to give it to my girlfriend. I wasn't aware that pepper spray is illegal here, and they told me that if she was caught with pepper spray, she'd be put in jail. And also,
so you're not allowed to protect yourself.
Yeah.
In these socialized systems.
Yeah. And also, since I'm at the university up here, this town's an hour from Toronto, north of Toronto, and I can tell you that triads and the Chinese intelligence have completely infiltrated this place. I've actually witnessed them extorting store owners. And I've tried to tell people about it. I've tried to tell, you know, authorities about it. They just laugh at it because they're controlled by it, too.
Well, they No. They bring the organized crime in because they can use that as a terror arm against you.
Yeah. And when I try to warn people about this at this college I'm going to up here, I'm called a xenophobic Nazi. And I try.
Well, that's how it works. I mean, you know, we can talk about the Italian mob. We can talk about the WASP mob. You start talking about Chinese mob, Jewish mafia. Oh, that's racist. It's impossible for an Asian to do anything wrong. Back whenever there was all the Chinese espionage in the news, there were big specials on TV, Dateline NBC. Is this really covert racism? All the complaints about Chinese espionage. No, there's 3,000 Chinese front companies robbing us blind.
Mm-hmm.
They're now not just extorting the Asians, they're extorting everybody. Let me just tell the Italian mob, the WASP mob, the Jewish mob, the Asian mob, anybody ever tries to extort me and some punk threatens me, I'm coming over to the counter at them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a Texan, folks. We didn't have that type of stuff down here because we were red-blooded.
Yeah, I'm a Texan.
And I'm getting sick of this domestication.
Yeah.
I'm getting sick of thugs and gangs and all the trash. You better wake up, people. Go ahead.
On top of that, when I discuss my anti-gun control beliefs, I'm also labeled a Nazi.
Absolutely.
Even though Hitler was totally pro-gun control. And one other thing that I found out that's pretty peculiar is last year I was told that a Bin Laden, I think brother, cousin of the family was going to school here, buying people drugs, you know, all that stuff. And I think that's just it's insane how brainwashed people are here, and it's spreading, and it's just, I don't know.
Absolutely, thanks for the call. No, yep. I hear what you're saying. Canada's very, very controlled. But see, they all know about 9/11 there, but see, the UN's going to be the good savior. Oh, America's evil right wingers. No, it's not. It's the same system. Let's talk to Doug in Tennessee. Go ahead, Doug.
Alex, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I heard part of your program yesterday, and you talked about the flu shot vaccine. Do you remember what you said was in there?
Yeah, it's a WorldNet Daily 14-page report. I've already seen the information in other articles, but it was all condensed there. It's 250 times safe levels in this new flu shot of Thimerosal.
What's the name of it now?
Thimerosal is the patented name of the mercury preservative.
Mercury, okay, right. It's got mercury in it.
Yeah,
okay.
But not just the normal level. It has even higher levels for no reason.
Right. Okay. Okay, that's what I wanted to find out because I'm in the process of trying to educate someone on that, and that's what I wanted to know. Plus, I wanted to make this comment, and I'll let you go, let you get to other callers. What you're talking about today about Mr. Dershowitz and all of those types like him, Schumer, whatnot, and all of these people that support this torturous type system and this police state, when it comes after them...
Stay there. You got to finish up. Stay there. We'll come back to you.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Let's face facts, shall we? The only place that bald is beautiful is on cue balls and eagles. Yet millions continue to suffer through hair loss needlessly. Now some good news. Nissim International has developed the new Hair Biofactor Stimulating System, a product line of ultra-deep cleansing shampoos and hair-stimulating extracts designed to maximize the natural growth cycle of your hair. Nissim New Hair Biofactor Shampoos are the only shampoos guaranteed to reduce and control excessive hair loss within 1 week. Nissim Stimulating Extract has been clinically proven to re-stimulate hair growth with a success rate of over 85%. The Nissim system has been clinically proven, and it's guaranteed to control hair loss within 1 week or your money back. Call Nissim International today and mention this radio ad to receive a free travel size shampoo. Dial toll free 1-800-65-NISIM. That's 1-800-656-4746, or visit www.nissim.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're getting a bunch of clips ready. We got the first 16 minutes of Bush's speech where he gets into international issues and the Patriot Act. And we'll take some more calls, then we'll start airing that. I'm just going to stop it and make comments. And we're also getting the clip. Mark's being tortured by having to watch an hour of it, and I feel sorry for him. But later on in the speech, he gets into total blanket amnesty and says it's not amnesty. Well, that's the last clip we've got to labor through and get for you. And, Mark, instead of having to watch the whole thing, I bet money it's posted on AmericanPatrol.com. I bet they got Bush's blanket amnesty open border video clip up there. So you might just go grab that instead of having to listen anymore. I really feel sorry for you. We're gonna play this, and I'm going to comment on the lies, on the international and terror issues and weapons of mass murder, the new term they're using, that we're going over here. We were just talking to Doug in Tennessee. You were talking about the folks out promoting torture as the new American virtue. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to finish up by saying all of those who support that type of system, the legislators and whatnot, when it comes time for them to go into this Soviet-style government that they are helping set up and selling you and I out and the good American people, then they will be first in line to go into the camps and to be tortured themselves. And as far as supporting any Red Russia or anything like that, all one has to do, go back into the history and see what they did and see what Joseph Stalin did to his own generals in his own army.
Or Hitler
or Mao,
Fidel or...
any of them, right.
Pol Pot.
Right, any of them. So those who support this system, I got this to say, and then I'm going to let you get to your other callers. Those who support New World Order will die by New World Order. And thank you for taking my call, Alex.
Thank you for the call, Doug. Let's talk to Ron in New York and Russ and others. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Alex, there's a very interesting book, and maybe you could have the author as your guest. The fellow's name is Kevin Phillips. He wrote a book called An American Dynasty. Very interesting, very enlightening about this wonderful patriotic president of ours and his family.
Yeah, it's a big mainstream book, and it gets into the secret societies, the organized crime, the mafia, all of it.
And the Bush family. And it did have one curious thing. They mentioned that one of the Bush brothers, I believe the youngest of the four, had at one point had a company that ran private security for the World Trade Center. I believe back in the 1990s.
Yeah, that was Marvin. No, he was running it up to 9/11, and that's when the contract ended.
Coincidences. Now, as far as that truth-telling device you mentioned about that guy from Israel, I saw that moron, an idiot, in an interview about 4 or 5 years ago when he first engineered this technology. He was on the court channel, and he was actually challenged by a pretty sharp constitutional lawyer. Before that interview was over, the guy was nearly crying. He was made into a joke. Even the people who were the hosts of the show were laughing at the guy.
Hey, let me stop you. In airports and everywhere, they're putting in brain scanners that they claim can tell if you're lying. That's a fraud. Now they are selling to police and others these sunglasses that listen to your voice and scan your face and decide if you're lying. And, oh, the government loves it and says it works wonderfully. They've already proven the old lie detector test is a fraud. This thing's an even bigger fraud.
That thing is an even bigger fraud because it works on the principle of voice stress analysis, which is even less reliable than the unreliable lie detector. So, you know, you have a guy selling P.T. Barnum devices, making probably millions of dollars on it. You always notice that these guys that invent this P.T. Barnum technology that are always telling us how we need more security and more security because, of course, they're vampires, they're parasites. They create the panic and then live off of it and sell P.T. Barnum devices. As for the Bush State of the Union address, pure Roman circus, which was orchestrated and designed for beer-slobbering American plebeians. I've seen high school plays that were better orchestrated than that, so that was made to appeal to people who have lower IQs.
Why would they cut to a pro football quarterback when they mention the Patriot Act?
Because it's all cheap, unsophisticated theater designed for what they believe is largely a population of beer-slobbering, porno-watching, sports-addicted morons. They may not be that far off the mark with that, but that's what that's designed for. Another wonderful thing, here in the state of New York, our beloved governor has proposed a law that says if you don't take a breathalyzer, you'll be fined $1,000. Now, even if you go to trial and you are ultimately acquitted, you'll still be fined $1,000.
It's wrong. It's out of control. We got a break.
You didn't cooperate.
We'll be right back with more calls and more info coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Continuing with your calls, and I want to go to these a little bit quicker now. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. And in the first 15 minutes of the State of the Union, Bush said most of the amazing lies and propaganda about the Patriot Act and weapons of mass murder and the whole police state and the war on terror. So we're going to start playing that here in a little while, and we'll just play some of it and then make comments as Bush goes through his lies. We'll do that into the next hour. And I do have a bunch of other news we're going to get to. Let's go to Rush in Texas. Rush, you're on the air. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I sure appreciate all that you do. Thanks for taking my call. You know, Bush certainly said a lot of lies last night, but I'd like to focus on one thing that he said that was absolute truth, and I think we should adopt it as a national slogan. What he said was, quote, America will never seek a permission slip to defend the security of our country, unquote. I think we need to paraphrase that and tell our servant government that Americans will never seek a permission slip to defend the security of their families and
their
property.
Well, that's a great point. If we are the government, how can they be taking our guns nationwide and telling us we can't even defend our own homes, businesses, and cars? Why in Texas can't I carry a handgun in my car without going and getting a permission slip that turns my right into a privilege? Exactly. You know, great rhetoric, well-written speech. You know, we don't need a permission slip from the UN. You know, he's playing that off when he's working for the UN and expanding their funding. But it's true. Great point. We don't need a permission slip. We don't work for the government. They're not our mommies and daddies. We're not their little children that get a permission slip.
Well, there's so many people that have been dumbed down to the point where they're out of control and they can't do anything without government help, and they go out and they commit, you know, atrocious crimes. I think William Pitt said, quote, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human liberty. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. You know, everything that they do in this legalese is done by necessity. You know, we have to do this because this is out of control. We have to do that because that is out of control.
The child is hyperactive. We have to put them on Ritalin and Prozac. There might be crime in the school. We have to put cameras in the bathrooms.
You
know, I'm not that smart a guy, Alex, but there's a lot of people before me that were extremely smart, and I was able to read what they wrote, and I remembered a lot of it. Frederick Douglass, another quote that's extremely powerful, said, quote, power concedes nothing without a demand. Never did, and it never will. Find out just what people will submit to. You have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And these will continue till they have resisted with either words or blows, or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they suppress.
That's it, and history's shown that. At the point you totally submit, they just start killing tens of millions. They just go nuts. It's the nature of the sociopaths that get into positions of power. They like it.
So I think it's important that we adopt that as a national slogan and let them know that we're not going to seek a permission slip to defend our properties and our families.
You know, I've read those quotes of the Federalist Papers and other places. Why don't you email them to tips@infowars.com? And we've got quote sections at prisonplanet.com, but Paul Watson, I'm going to ask him to build up that section with those famous quotes, because it's so eloquent, it's so focused, it's so to the point, and our founding fathers all agreed that we should all have guns to defend against tyrannical government. And to see, law professors like Lino Graglia, who's supposedly a conservative, I've heard him on local news go at UT, the Constitution's a luxury, it's a privilege, we need to get rid of all this stuff, you know, that's conservative, and then Alan Dershowitz is saying the same thing as the liberal. And they're counting on us knowing nothing about our history to buy this.
Well, people need to learn where our rights come from. Our rights don't come from the Constitution. Our rights come from God Almighty.
The Constitution simply points out rights that were already there, and the Ninth and Tenth Amendment clearly state that.
Well, when our public servants take an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, they guarantee to protect those rights. Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
You bet, and thank you. And this is the point I've made, and I make it in Road to Tyranny, one of my best films. We have the FBI training manuals, flyers, documents, video of FEMA saying it. The founding fathers are all terrorists. All Christians are enemies of the federal government. Those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution are enemies of the government. Defenders of the U.S. Constitution are terrorists. We have video, training manuals, mainstream articles. I know that sounds insane. They are teaching police that those that talk about the Constitution are bad. Police, you swore an oath to it. And I know the reason we're waking up so many police is most of you have been in training seminars, so they teach you that. What happened to you? It's like saying you're a Christian and saying, well, to be a Christian, I must love Satan. Yeah, you know, that's the equivalent of how ridiculous this is, of how backwards it is. You get taught that those that defend the Constitution are bad. That's word for word. But you've sworn an oath to it, but you never read it, so you don't know what you swore an oath to. I mean, it's just, how dumb do they think the police are? I mean, I got FEMA saying our founding fathers were bad. I mean, it's just... This is un-American. And Rush Limbaugh isn't going to talk about that. So the conservatives out there aren't going to know. You're going to be pacified and go along with this. It's like saying white is black is white, up is down is up. It's out of control. I want to start airing the State of the Union, just 10-15 minutes of it and making comments on it and just stopping it. You know, I just want to stop it and make comments and then keep playing it. And so that's coming up here in just a few minutes. And I do want to get back into some news. So we'll hold off on calls for a little while and do this. Before I play the State of the Union, though, I want to, again, encourage listeners. Do you want to see FEMA in Kansas City to a room, a class of firefighters and police and sheriff's deputies with FEMA saying all Christians are terrorists, the founding fathers are all terrorists, enemies of the government? The news articles, the training manuals, that's in the film as well, where they say defenders of the U.S. Constitution are terrorists. I mean, we have it. That's, oh, the FEMA clip's 3 minutes long. The documents and news articles are a couple more minutes. That's about 5-6 minutes of the 2.5-hour film. And it's all that hardcore, all that insane, all that out in the open. You can check it all out for yourself. It's all public. It's all just as horrible. But people don't know. They don't know that the cops are being brainwashed, being indoctrinated by this. 10 years ago, they started putting out training manuals for police. They said, if you hear someone say posse comitatus, that's code word for racism, and that they hate police. And so now when the military's out at checkpoints from Tennessee to Texas to New York to Idaho to Connecticut running checkpoints, we've read the articles where somebody goes posse comitatus, the cops freak, jerk them out of the car, slam their head in the concrete, and start saying, you're with the terrorist? I've got training manuals where it lists hundreds of things. They talk about the Constitution. Do they have Get Us Out of the UN stickers on their car? Better to go ahead and arrest them and take them in. They could be terrorists. This is major law enforcement magazines. It's not just in the training manuals. They have these law enforcement magazines. It's crazy. They're planning to do all this. They're planning all of it. We got top generals saying they're building all these camps and how military rule's about to take place. Folks, we're on the edge here. And so get 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Get America Destroyed by Design. Get my videos. I made 10 of them. They're all over 2 hours long. $25.95 a piece. $20 when you order three or more. My book, Descent to Tyranny, 220-something pages, $12, full of diagrams and documents about the history of government-sponsored terror, proving they carried out 9/11. Paul Watson's book, it's even more detailed, 1995, Order Out of Chaos. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Order all the videos. Get them out to people. Spread the word. Folks are waking up. Call toll-free to get the films. 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Are you going to just stand by and let them do this? You going to stand by as nationwide they go out to conservative protests, liberal protests, peacefully standing on the sidewalk? There's pro-Bush supporters there. One person stands with a sign on the sidewalk saying, no blood for oil. They arrest them, federally charge them, give them prison time, and say, you're not allowed to do that if we say so. I mean, America's dying, folks. We're dying. Everything America is, the soul of America, is being sucked out by these people. These private interests that control the whole police state apparatus. I mean, we've gone from 1.3 million people in prison to 7 million, and now they're saying by the end of the decade there's going to be 30 million. I mean, I want you to think about this. I love this country. We're losing this country. America. Don't you love America? Don't you love your family? I am so angry about this. I mean, it's so hard. I'm living a nightmare here. And so many people want to stick their head in the sand and hope it all goes away. You go ahead and serve them. They're going to take your pension funds. They're going to take your sons and daughters for a new national draft to attack 60-plus countries. The police are going to get more and more corrupt and rape your daughters, more and more frame-ups, more and more corruption, more and more evil national DNA databases run by an FBI crime lab where their former head quit and said they were framing everybody. I mean, we cannot allow this to happen. We have got to speak out, get involved, and we are having an effect, and we are going to win this fight. But the videos are such a big part of this. Get them. I'm begging you from the bottom of my heart. If you've already got the videos, buy a second VCR, Make a copy every night when you go to sleep. Start the tape. Start it. Give a tape away every day. Do it for a year. Give 365 videos away. It'll cost you $40 for a VCR and $365 for the tapes. And if every listener did that and gave out 365 videos, and 10% of those people made copies of the videos and did the same, 100 tapes, I've done the math, will turn into millions of tapes. 100 tapes you get from me will turn into millions. It's already happened, but we got to push it harder and faster. And I've probably already given my life for this, folks. I mean, I want to be honest with you. But that's okay, because in the scale of things, in the future of my family and all the families to come, and the evil, wouldn't you run into a burning house to save somebody? Wouldn't you go up against thugs attacking an old lady, even if you knew you... I mean, don't you have that instinctive need to fight evil? Aren't you disgusted by it? Well, this is 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times more evil than, you know, than thugs attacking an old lady. This is systematic dehumanization on an industrialized scale. My humanity, my soul, the very stamp on my psyche. There is not a question. There is not a question of this fight. There is not even a shred. I am committed 110%. And there are millions of us, and if we all stand up and speak out, they can't stop us all. Alexander Schultz and Nietzsche said that. I should find his quote and read it. It's posted on the main site. It's our motto there at PrisonPlanet.com. He talks about how when the secret police would go out and arrest thousands every night, he said, what would have happened? He said, later we burned in the camps with anger, wishing that we would have met the secret police with hatchets and pokers and cleavers down in the dark front door apartments when they would enter and do this. And what would have happened if even 1% of us would have done this? It would have all ended instantly. But we are winning the fight, but the globalists have joined the battle, and it is just, we are in the most, it's horrible. I'm not going to, you know, it's incredible what they're doing. Legalizing taking a clone to birth, keeping it alive after birth, and using a little baby for body parts. That New Jersey legalized that 2 weeks ago. We're in hell itself, folks, and we've got to get out of it. What have you committed your children to by standing by? What have you done? Get the videos, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, the first part of this speech is a bunch of babble, but we'll start it, and we'll play it on into the next hour, and we'll stop it and start it, and I'll make comments. Here's Bush in the staged Roman circus, as one caller said, reading off teleprompters. Here it is.
Mr. Speaker, Vice President Cheney, members of Congress, distinguished guests, and fellow citizens. America this evening is a nation called to great responsibilities, and we are rising to meet them. As we gather tonight, hundreds of thousands of American servicemen and women are deployed across the world in the war on terror. By bringing hope to the oppressed and delivering justice to the violent, they are making America more secure.
Okay, let's stop right there. If we cared about the troops, we wouldn't have them breathing 1,900 times safe levels of depleted uranium, or forcing them to take an anthrax shot, which Admiral Crow owns the company, Bioport, when they admit it's been killing and maiming the troops and was experimental, so Bush ordered them to go ahead and authorize it. If we cared about the troops, Halliburton wouldn't be feeding them rotten food. If we cared about the troops, you wouldn't be extending their orders to stay there even after they're supposed to get out. People who've served their tours. If you cared about the troops, you'd bring them home to America. And, you know, to sit there and claim they care about the troops is a sick joke from somebody who went AWOL from the Texas National Air National Guard. And I remember Bush later in the speech got into, you know, how we need to support the troops, how we're helping the Iraqis, and how much freedom they've got. They don't let you have a job in the streets selling cantaloupes there unless selling tangerines unless you've got a Halliburton wristband with a microchip in it saying you're authorized. They put a bag on your head and put you in the back of the truck, according to the Associated Press, and take you to the camp there at the airport. That place is a living nightmare with criminals like Chalibi, convicted torture master and bank robber, running Baghdad. Just go back to it. Here's more of it.
Each day, law enforcement personnel and intelligence officers are tracking terrorist threats. Analysts are examining airline passenger lists. The men and women of our new Homeland Security Department are patrolling our coasts and borders, and their vigilance is protecting America.
All right, stop it right there. We got to go to break. Don't you love that spin? Oh, we're looking at an airline list. Yeah, it's going to be in a new national ID card. To have a job, you're going to have to be secured and authorized. We'll all have our own color coding. I'm a green. My wife's a yellow. Oh, our neighbor's a red. Where'd he go? Well, he might have been with a terrorist. He's at a work camp. Shh, don't talk about it too much. Homeland might hear.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live, and I know we got loaded phone lines, but I want to continue airing Lord Bush's comments because it's very important. So, this analyst, Homeland Security analyst, that's the CIA, folks, Looking at the airline records. Oh, yeah, getting your census reports, your divorce records, everything, your credit rating, everything into these big databases, and they admit it's to be involved in our entire lives, to have jobs on our new national ID cards, which are your driver's license. So let's go back to how safe they're keeping us by leaving the borders wide open. Back to Lord Bush.
Americans are proving once again to be the hardest working people in the world. The American economy is growing stronger. The tax relief you passed is working.
Raise 20 taxes, lower one. They actually lowered three. Beautiful propaganda.
Tonight, members of Congress can take pride in the great works of compassion and reform that skeptics had thought impossible. You're raising the standards for our public schools, and you're giving our senior citizens prescription drug coverage under Medicare.
All further socializing medicine and federalizing the schools. Big government programs.
We have faced serious challenges together, and now we face a choice. We can go forward with confidence and resolve, or we can turn back to the dangerous illusion that terrorists are not plotting and outlaw regimes are no threat to us.
Oh, we know you're a threat, and we know you're plotting.
We can press on with economic growth and reforms in education and Medicare, or we can turn back to old policies and old divisions. We've not come all this way through tragedy and trial and war only to falter and leave our work unfinished. Americans are rising to the tasks of history, and they expect the same from us. In their efforts, their enterprise, and their character, the American people are showing that the state of our union is competent and strong.
Oh, yeah, you're just getting rid of our sovereignty with the free territory area of the Americas and the borders. And you say new policies? Government's growing at record levels. That's not new. Just amazing, amazing twisting here. Very well-written propaganda.
Our greatest responsibility is the active defense of the American people. 28 months have passed since September the 11th, 2001. Over 2 years without an attack on American soil. And it is tempting to believe that the danger is behind us.
Oh, no, we know it's not.
That hope is understandable, comforting, and false.
You better believe him.
Killing has continued in Bali, Jakarta, Casablanca, Riyadh.
Your men in Philippines.
Mombasa, Jerusalem, Istanbul, and Baghdad. The terrorists continue to plot against America and the civilized world.
We know you are, yes.
And by our will and courage, this danger will be defeated.
And the danger to them is the Constitution. When he said the terrorists attacked us because they hate our freedom, it's true. They hate our freedom. They're getting rid of our freedom. We'll be back with the third hour, continue with about 10, 15 more minutes of this, and then we'll go to these loaded phone lines. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Third hour, your calls, more of the state of the lies, and more. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-888-888. 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.